in a ton. But let's go ahead and talk through some of these, and I'll get you out by 10:30-ish. Number one, what should be done if a spouse watched pornography in their marriage? Should they be quick to tell their spouse, withhold and get counsel? All right, so I don't think holding secrets within a marriage is ever a good thing. I think things should be shared. So if it should be shared, then the question comes, how much should be shared? Should all, like every single detail be shared, or should it just be, hey, I'm struggling with this? So a couple little things to think about. If you are a spouse, you've watched pornography and you're like, this is going to destroy them. This is going to hurt us relationally. I don't know what to do here. You need to share the thing. You need to confess it to them. You're in a relationship with one another. There needs to be transparency there. Now, how much should they share? This is going to depend on a couple different things, but some things to keep in mind. Let's say it's a guy and he's watched pornography and he wants to tell his wife about it, and he does that. There's going to be usually a temptation or a desire on the wife's part to want to know everything. Okay, you've been hiding this from me, so every detail, please. You also, the guy, because of your sin, because of the nature of your sin against your wife, you've also set her up to start thinking in her mind, am I not enough? What is it that he's doing? What is it that he's attracted to? Am I not that? Like, now she's spinning off in 1,000 different directions, which is incredibly unhelpful for her. But what can be more unhelpful is for you to start to fill in those blanks in her mind of like this type or this whatever. That's, you're not withholding it because you're trying to hide things. But withholding detail can be helpful to try to protect your wife from more temptations towards feelings of shame, feelings of being less than, feelings of not being beautiful, all of those things. You cannot mitigate all of that. There's going to be damage. It's just how it is. Sin, our sin splashes on other people. The other thing that I would highly recommend that you have is it's not just like, hey, just wanted to let you know I watch pornography and we're supposed to be transparent. There needs to be a plan in place. So not only tell the individual, hey, this is going on, we have a relationship, I'm committed to you, and therefore I want to share this with you. And because I recognize that this is wrong and this is something that I want to work on, I've met with this person, I'm going to meet with this person, and this is the plan, this is what we're doing moving forward to give them, again, confidence that you understand how wrong it is and that you're going to change that and work to build that trust back in that relationship. More to be said, keep going. At what point does pornography consumption become labeled as an addiction? Honestly, different people, different scientists, different whatever, label that differently. I honestly don't know that the distinction is that helpful. In some ways, I think we should just look at ourselves as fallen individuals, as addicts to sin. Like, we are constantly pulled towards sin, and we need to do everything that we can to stay away from that sin. So we don't look for ways that we can saddle up as close to it without crossing that line. We want to run from sin. We want to be like Joseph. We want to get out of the room. We want to get away from the thing. So when, I don't know, but I think a more important thing to remember is I don't know that it changes much on how you approach the issue, whether it's scientifically labeled an addiction or not. If I wanted to seek ongoing accountability and growth in pursuing purity, what ways or opportunities exist at Grace Church that I should take advantage of? Yeah, so I know there's groups in both genders that exist. I'm not in any of them at Grace Church right now, so I'm not super helpful. But I would say if you need help finding someone, come talk to one of the elders or talk to if you're a woman and you're uncomfortable with that, that's fine. Find a lady in church that you respect. Don't believe the lie that like they have to struggle with the same thing I struggle with in order for them to be helpful to me. That's not true. We're all answering sin in the same ways. But find someone that's there or come talk to us as elders and we'll get you taken care of. We have done multiple book studies over the years at Grace Church. We'll continue to do that because sadly I don't think this problem is going to go away, and we want to continue to give you guys resources to be helpful in this area. Can we talk about the reason for watching pornography, masturbation, and how that specifically is a sin which separates us from God? Okay, so if I misspoke during the time this morning, I'm not trying to say that pornography and or masturbation specifically separates us from God as opposed to other sins doing that same thing. I think what Isaiah 59 is saying, that our sin, especially repeated and habitual sin, separates us relationally from God. And pornography and masturbation is just what we're talking about this morning. That specific sin separates us relationally from God. Now, if you're asking, how does that specific sin separate us? Again, like we talked about this morning, when we are constantly viewing pornography, there's a couple things that happen. One is we are teaching ourselves everything opposite of how God has designed things to be. So we are moving ourselves farther and farther away from God's intended design for how we're supposed to think, how we're supposed to appreciate people, how we're supposed to function in relationship. All of those things are being skewed and distorted. And because of that, we are farther and farther away from living how God would have us live. And that is what breaks us with him relationally. What advice would you give for wisely guiding children, teens, to avoid the pitfalls of porn? Okay, so we have Covenant Eyes, which is it's a service that will monitor all this stuff on your devices. We have that for me, for Nozomi, and for the kids. That's something that we do. We also use parental controls that are pretty maxed out on their phones. It's tough. I would not give your kid a phone until you absolutely need to. I would keep everything as locked down as possible, honestly, and then I would do lots of conversations with your kids to teach them why. It can very easily feel like the children are growing up in a legalistic home, and maybe you grew up in a legalistic home, and you're like, I don't want to have that many rules around. Friends, again, pornography destroys lives, and we didn't talk about this morning, but actually those, the dopamine receptors, in specifically children and teenagers' brains, are even more sensitive to this type of content than adults are. And they can be irreparably damaged. So I would go hardcore on it, and I would have many conversations with your kids explaining them why you're doing what they're doing and try to shape their hearts to love the things of God. How do you address this issue in parenting? Okay, I should pre-read these. What practical steps can parents take towards? Good. I love that you guys are asking about your kids. If you have any other follow-up questions that you have about parenting and walking through that, Nozomi and I do not do anything perfectly, including this, but would love to talk to you about that. How do we view masturbation when addressing pornography? Should we treat them separately or two sides of the same coin? Two sides of the same coin, really. So masturbation, I didn't put this in here because I didn't think we'd have time. What I did in your membership app, in the membership chat on resources, I put in a document during you guys' discussion time that has a giant list of resources for you. Books, podcasts, pamphlets, whatever to listen to, and it's all categorized in different kind of areas of this. With masturbation, quickly, if I can say this, we're doing the same thing with masturbation that pornography does with sex as well. Masturbation is saying that sex is all about me, what I want, how I want it, when I want it. I'm taking care of myself. Instead of sex being in a relationship, caring for the other person, and it being this thing that is between the two of you. That is the main thing that is wrong with masturbation, that I think is wrong with masturbation. You can find Christian resources that are like, is it wrong all the time? I think that's bogus. I recently heard a quote that helped me understand in a very summarized way how pornography dehumanizes. Quote, the real problem with pornography isn't that it shows too much, but it shows too little. Yeah. It minimizes, and it's just this, instead of giving this fully orbed biblical perspective of what sex is. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. What heart issues should we pay attention to that might cause us to be more vulnerable to use porn? What heart issues? Yeah, I think running to the things, again, going back to what lies am I believing? What do I feel like I'm missing in particular? And all of us have our own personal proclivities towards certain types of sins or idols or whatever. So what is it that I feel like I'm missing that I feel like maybe running to porn would answer that? And that's just going to be different for every person. So you need to get in the habit, not just in the arena of pornography, but in the arena of sin in general. You need to get in the habit of asking yourself questions. What am I willing to sin to get? And what am I willing to sin if I don't get? That will start to answer your motivations, and you want to inform those motivations with scripture. We're almost at the end here. How can we tell if our physical preferences in the opposite sex are acceptable or have been subconsciously influenced by pornography? Man, this is a huge issue and a honestly a gray area that there's no like concrete thing to do here. So one, start informing your conscience and the way that you view people biblically. You will see physical appearance and sex shrink in its importance. Not that it's absent or not that it doesn't exist or not that it doesn't have any importance at all, but you'll start to see human beings as human beings instead of just body parts. So then you start to appreciate and be attracted to other things, other features about that individual as God has made them in his providence to be, instead of just sexually. Now, as far as physical preferences, we do have physical preferences, and that's fine. But I do think also that some of those physical preferences can be strongly influenced by how we see them as individuals. So I'd start with Proverbs 31, if you're a guy, for as far as like looking, okay, a godly woman, how is that described in Scripture? For women, I would look for godly leadership. You want to find a man that loves God more than you do. Physical preferences are not evil. They're not bad. But as much as you can, try to make sure that they're biblically informed and that you're seeing the person as a fully orbed person instead of just body parts. Lastly, when dating, if most Christians are dealing with this, how should I navigate the topic? For example, advice on when, how should I inquire? I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to say that if pornography is a large struggle in your life, I would say I don't know that you're ready to be in a dating relationship, because to date means you're preparing to get married. To be married, especially if you're a guy, you are called to lead that individual. And if your thinking of value is so on its head and skewed, I don't know that you're in a good place to be able to lead. You are being controlled by sin, whatever that sin is, pornography or anything else. If you're being controlled by sin, I don't know that you're in a spot to start leading. It doesn't mean that that means that you haven't watched pornography for the last 10 years, but does mean that you need to be in control of the thing, being able to lead that family. For women, it's doing the same thing for you. It's making you look for particular things. It's perhaps skewing your perspective and what you value more than you should. So you cannot trust when we are addicted to sin. We cannot trust our assessment of how things are. I would break out of at least controlling habitual sin in the area of pornography and everything else before navigating dating. Then, in dating, if we're dealing with this, how should I navigate the topic? Man, I would not first off the bat, I don't think. The timing's gonna matter. I think you want to be like, we need to be very careful on what we're sharing, especially on this topic with people of the opposite sex, especially at the beginning, because it's just unhelpful information to know about that person if things don't work out. So I would wait till later on, and then I would also get counsel from people that you trust around you before you do that conversation, both on the timing and then how to do that, because those are gonna be case by case. I can't be like, yeah, fourth date, you should probably share about this. There's just not going to be an answer like that.